Fusumzi is an upcoming singer/songwriter for King Williamstown, South Africa. From a young age, Fusumzi found a love for music and sang in various school choirs. Pursuing a career in show business, he moved to Johannesburg, where he appeared on local television shows such as Generations, Mpholzi Street, and British drama series called Midwife. Fusumzi is here today to talk about his debut single, Songs About You. Welcome, how are you today?
Hi, Tamira. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm doing very well. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I just forgot all the words because I was so long from school.
It's okay. You said all of the important stuff.
Yes. Is there anything I left out in the introduction?
You forgot to mention how much of a nice and handsome guy I am. I'm kidding. You mentioned everything from singer to actor. Yeah.
Can you tell us more about how you got into music?
I started in music when I was in primary school. I was born in King Williamstown, and actually in Bishop, the capital city of the Eastern Cape. And I went to Bishop Primary School there. And then from school, what I did, I used to join school choirs since like grade 4. And then I was exposed to music by joining those choirs. And then we used to go to talent shows and competitions with the choirs. So that was really interesting. So I can say that like I started my introduction into music was when I was in primary school. And then I went into high school and I studied music further. And just part-time, nothing serious. And then I've always just had the music bug in me since then.
What type of genre do you see your style fitting into?
So I don't like putting people in a box or myself, but I mean, the song is really any song that anyone can listen to, easygoing, easy lyrics, but when I get like opinions from other people, they say it sounds like it's a rhythm and blues song. That's like adult talk right now. More like R&B and then and also pop. But I think that's the genres that it goes into, but I wouldn't limit it to that. I believe that anyone that likes music can find that the song fits into their own musical taste and can be part of their playlist as well. Thank you.
Tell us more about your debut single.
Sweet. My debut single is called Songs About You. I recorded and produced the song in Nigeria. I left the country to go to Nigeria just to research about the culture, about other people living in Africa, how they live and how they make their art, just to do something different. And because I knew that I was going to release the song here in South Africa, I wanted to make some sort of cultural education of how other people in other countries do things as opposed to how we do things. So I did the song then, and I wrote the song myself, and yeah, the lyrics are very chilled, easy. They're really about self-love, to be honest, more than anything.
Where do you see yourself in the future of music?
Where do I see myself in the future of music? That's a very tough question coming from such a young girl. In the future of music, wow, I want to be in a space where in the next 10 years I can just record music whenever I want to. I can just perform the music whenever I want to, because when we're young, around about your age, all you want to do, I want to be a singer, I want to be an actor, and you grow up and you realize that these things are very difficult, especially if you do them by yourself. You need money, you need support. And in reality, you don't get those things the way you want them, well, fully. So in the future, I want to be in a comfortable space where I'm able to create my music, and I want to be able to perform my music without having to worry about other things that, like, let's say your parents have to go through, like making money. Something like that. Yeah, thank you. That's a nice question.
I have a show about movies and series, and you've been in many TV shows. Can you please tell us about those?
All right. So I went to a film school where I was taught how to make films and TV shows for my university after high school. So make sure that you study and finish high school so that you can also go to university where you can study anything that has to do with your dreams and passions. And then after graduating from the film school, I was lucky enough to be exposed in some of South Africa's shows, such as Soapy Generations, where I was in a couple of episodes, and also Follow the Street, where I did a couple of episodes too. But then my biggest role, for I would say that, was when I moved here in Cape Town, and then a British show called The Midwife was being filmed here. And then the guys asked me to audition for it. The guys were making it, and I got that. And that was a nice, fun experience because it's a show based in England, and they were filming it here in Cape Town, and I was part of it. So yeah, definitely movies and television shows are something that I like, also in conjunction with my music.
Do you have any words of encouragement for the children in the hospital?
All right, words of encouragement is to say that, like, well, not just the children in the hospital, but children in general, is that there's so much more years that you're going to live, and don't waste any second of it, because all the decisions you take right now as a kid determine your future. So work hard at everything that you have to work on. You won't get a second chance at it. But if you do get a second chance, that's amazing. Keep well, keep healthy, listen to your parents, do whatever you can to make sure that you are safe and secure, and make sure that you never give up on your dreams. No matter how old you turn, like, every dream is valid, and all your lives matter. Make sure that you are keeping yourself safe, you're staying in school, and you're doing whatever you can to make your lives better and the people around you.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you, Fusunzi, for that lovely interview. Now back to you, Amira.